Instead of a small cut to the amount of ethanol and biodiesel used in the U.S., the federal agency is calling for an increase of less than 1% to 19.29 billion gallons. Lawmakers from agriculture-reliant states like Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas resisted even minor cuts because renewable fuels are a big market for the corn farmers they represent. Iowa's Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst even pressured the Trump administration by blocking a political appointment. It worked. Not only did they prevent cuts to biodiesel, they also restored most of the cuts to cellulosic ethanol, which can be made from corn stalks or perennial grasses. This is the fourth straight year the mandate will increase. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.